it's time for Living Thunder. Hey, hope you guys are having a great Sunday morning out there. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Godo. And for the next 2 hours, we have an awesome lineup of Christian rock, Christian contemporary, and we're going to get the Word of God out to you to build your life on. Just a reminder to you guys out there that not only can you listen to us on the radio on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, but you can also go to WPXZ1041FM.com and click on the Living Thunder programs and listen 24/7. Any day of the week. So, how about if we kick this morning off with one by We Are Messengers, a song called Wholehearted.
Got a lot in my past, got a lot on my mind. There's a lot of things I want back, there's a lot of me I don't like. But I told just as I am to you, and I know just what you're gonna do. When I need grace, you give it wholehearted, give it wholehearted. I was amazed, but you never departed, never departed. Faithful when I'm at my worst. No, I don't care what I deserve, 'cause when I need grace,
grace and new hope, who gave us faith in new homes? No, I don't need your kudos. These people lie, but you don't. Silencio the Brunos, the glory goes to Uno. Ain't no duo, it's Yeshua. Yeah, this ain't B&D. Jesus took the wheel, no. Jesus took the whole street. That's just how I feel, yeah. I keep my eyes on the kill, yeah. Ain't gotta convince me it's real, yeah. Nowhere to go and to heal, yeah.
When I need grace. Not afraid to run. You don't hold back. You don't hold back. Not ashamed of the things I've done.
Yeah.
You don't hold back. You don't hold back. When I need grace, yeah, yeah, yeah. You give it wholehearted, you give it wholehearted. I was amazed, but you never departed, you never departed. Faithful when I'm at my worst, no, I don't care what I deserve. When I need grace, you give it wholehearted, you give it wholehearted. I need grace, you give it wholehearted.
Kicking this morning off with one by We Are Messengers, a song called Wholehearted, a song that truly reminds us that as we need grace, God wholeheartedly gives us the grace that we need. What an awesome God that we have. When we are found in Jesus Christ, we are saved by grace through Jesus Christ. And whenever we live out our life, you see, we still sin against God. But you see, His grace covers that sin, but we are to go and sin no more. So as we repent of that sin, it's to turn away from our sin and focus on our new life in Him and focus on a life of obedience to Him. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to still sin against God, but it's about having a repentant heart so that you can still receive His grace, is mercy each day. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. And right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. And Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. Right now, we're going to keep the music going. Going to give you one by Hope Darst right now. It's a song called, If the Lord Builds the House. By Hope Darst, a song called If the Lord Builds the House. So, when we come unto Jesus and we are made new in His name, you see, we are leaving our old life behind and allowing the Lord to build His house. to strengthen us to go and serve and live for Him. You see, when we come unto Jesus and we are made new, we are anointed with the Holy Spirit. So you see, it is the Holy Spirit that lives within us, that guides and directs us. So the Lord can build the house. The house is the temple of God, which is our body. And as we go forth, we should have that desire to truly live for Him, to love for Him, but to leave our old life behind. In other words, leaving our old sinful ways behind and focusing on our new life that we're building in Christ Jesus. And to build our life on the rock, we need to dig into His holy and living Word so that we can abide in His Word, so that we can live out His Word, so that we know the heart of God, so that we can live for Him, love for Him, and share with people what He has done for us, how He has saved us, how He has made us new, how He has changed the way we think, the way we act, and the way we treat others by filling us with the Holy Spirit, anointing us with His life-changing love, so that we can go forth and be His hands and feet. If the Lord builds the house, nobody can tear it down, because it is the Holy Spirit that lives within us. They might be able to take your life, but they can never take your relationship and where you're headed after this short life ends. Right now we got Good Weather Forecast, song called High Enough.
What would I say if it's the last time? Cause in your face, I see my whole life. Could I find the words to many memories? Pulled me from the dirt and brought me to my knees. I never thought I could be changed. You give me strength, you make me brave. Gave me more than all I need. I take on the world cause you're the biggest part of me. Flashlight, you lit up my heart and showed me a new life. I never thought I could be changed. You give me strength, you make me brave. Give me more than all I need. I take on the world cause you're the biggest part of me.
You see, we serve an unstoppable God because He is the Creator, Sustainer, and Deliverer. He is all power. He is all majesty. He is holy. And you know, guys, when we are in Him, we receive victory from sin and death because Jesus is the victor. He conquered sin and death so that we could have new life in Him, so that we could have a way to come into the kingdom of heaven. You see, this world can strip you of your life and everything that surrounds it. But you see, they can't take your walk with Jesus away. They can't take your hope in Christ away. And you see, it's about giving everything over to Him. It's about living that life of obedience to Him. You see, when we are healed of our brokenness, of our sinfulness, and made new in Christ Jesus, we get a glimpse of His love, of His mercy, of who He is. And you see, from that moment, as He anoints us with the Holy Spirit, our desire is to know Him better, to have a more intimate walk with Him. Our desire, is to have a deeper relationship with Him. Just as Psalms 41 speaks, it says, "As the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for You, O God." You know, when we think about how thirsty someone can get or how thirsty an animal can get, our desire, our thirst for more of Him should be the same. To start our day with Him, to walk through our day with Him, and to end our day with Him. That's what it means to have a relationship with the one true living God. Christ Jesus gave it all so that we could have that relationship with Him. Do you have that walk with Him today? I hope that you're allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you in the path of righteousness. And as He leads you in the path of righteousness, it's focusing on your new life in Him and leaving your old sinful life behind. And that might mean leaving some friends behind. That means not doing things that you know wasn't right to begin with, but you leave that behind and you focus on your new life in Jesus. Living as the Holy Spirit leads you to live. Leads us into our next song. It's a song by Red Rocks Worship, and it's a song called "Can't Get Enough."
Generous the blessing of Your grace and mercy. How faithful.
when we get a taste of his love that saves us, his love that was poured out on the cross, well, you see, when we get a taste of that, it's then that we come to him in our brokenness because we understand that we are sinful beings. And the only way that we can be truly set free from that sin is to ask Jesus to forgive us. Because you see, it's his blood that was poured out for the forgiveness of our sin. He took our place on the cross. You see, he tasted hell so we would never have to be there. He'd done that for each and every one of us. Knowing that he'd done that, will you trust in the living God and allow him to heal and make you whole through Jesus Christ? To allow him to give you new life so you can, so you can turn from your old life of sin and focus on your new life living for him, allowing the truth of his word to guide you through the Holy Spirit. Psalm 62:8 says, O my people, trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge. When we do this, when we trust him as our Lord and Savior, when we ask for forgiveness of our sin and believe that Jesus paid the price, rising from the grave so that we could have new life in him, it's there that we have life. It's there that we know and understand what trust is because we place our faith in him. Ephesians 3:17 tells us, then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. You see, when we taste of his love, when we first come unto him, it only gets better and better after that. Because as he anoints us with the Holy Spirit, well, our love grows deeper and deeper because, well, he makes his home in our hearts as we trust in him. And from that point on, you see, that love grows deeper and deeper. It says your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. It's his love that strengthens us. You see, to trust in God is to say you are placing your faith in Christ Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes into the Father except through him. To place our faith in Jesus, we desire to walk in obedience to him. So he is glorified by the way we live our life. So that he is exalted. So that he becomes greater and we become less. Hebrews 3:14 says, for if we are faithful to the end, trusting God just as firmly as when we first believed, we will share in all that belongs to Christ. One day, we shall be with him for all eternity. Will you trust in God today? Will you trust him enough to lay your life in his hands? Believe that he paid the ultimate price by giving his son on the cross so that our sin could be forgiven, so that we once again could have that walk with the Father. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Elevation Worship. It's a song called Trust in God.
His spirit.
When we trust Him, when we put our faith in Him, we experience His miracle power. Lead us into our next song by We the Kingdom. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and we are on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. Come on, get your hands up.
get your eyes up, eyes up, people of heaven. Yes, time to rise up, rise up, show them what we've been given. He rolled that stone away, called us from the grave. Every fear is gone, risen and reborn, all our joy. Ashes into our children of the King. Every promise kept, only open and lift your heart and sing. He rolled that stone away, called us from the grave. Every fear is gone, risen and reborn, all our joy restored. Freedom is our soul.
Bit of Phil Wickham and Brandon Lake, People of Heaven.
I've been wandering through the desert, ain't seen a cloud in forever over me, but I believe your rain is coming.
I've been hanging on to high hopes, 'cause you're the one who's making dry bones come to life. You're the light I put my trust in. Every word you say is gonna come true. You will lead me to the promised land. Everything you say is gonna happen, even though I haven't seen it yet. Says gonna happen.
I'll stand up in faith. I'll do anything it takes with your wind in my sails.
Never fails or fades.
I'll build a boat in the desert place. And when the flood and the water starts to rise, yeah, I'll ride the storm, cause I got you by my side. With your wind in my sails, your love never fails or fades.
I'll build a boat so let it rain.
A little bit of Colton Dixie there and Gabby Barrett. Song called Build a Boat. A song that truly reminds us, you know, of the faith and trust that Noah had. As God was telling him what he needed to build, we can have that same trust and that same faith today. So whenever the waters surround us, well, you see, he will carry us through. Because he is the same God of the Old Testament as he is in the New Testament. The same God that basically, you know, told Noah to build the boat so he could get through the flood, will speak to us and tell us what we need to get us through our floods. Colton Dixon, Build a Boat. Right now, we got one by Need to Breathe, a song called Ever Known.
Know who you are, you are the ever known.
always doubted you. So many moments I've seen you still come through. When it looked hopeless, you said I'm not done. And looking back, I see what I've become. I am a living proof there's a God that's real. I am a living proof that your hands still heal.
By Katie Nicole, a song called Living Proof. When we are made new in Christ Jesus, when we are His child, well, you see, we should be living proof that the one true God is all power. Because you see, when we are anointed with the Holy Spirit, we are made new. We are changed forever. And so we should look different in the world. The world should look at us and say, you know, that guy or that lady is a lot different than they used to be. It seems like they have joy within their heart, joy within their soul. They have a peace that they've never had before. Or, you know, just how you serve Jesus as your Lord and Savior should say everything. Because, you know, as we live, we are to allow Jesus to be our example in this life. So we become living proof of who Jesus is and how He can change your life. And that's why it's so important to be in His holy and living word. So that He can, so that He can speak to our heart, our soul, and our mind. So that He can feed us, so that we have His word upon our heart, upon our tongue, within our soul, so that we're ready to share His message with the world. That's living proof of the Holy Spirit living within you. It's the fruit of the Spirit. Because you see, when we are made new in Jesus' name, it's the fruit of the Spirit that stands out then. And it's how we live our life. Right now, we got one by Ren Collective. It's a song called Revival Anthem.
Spirit, fall down, start a holy riot. Fill this place now with the tongues of fire.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to WPXE 104.1 FM in Punxsutawney, and this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. And right now, I'm going to give you one by Consumed by Fire. It's a song called Walk with Jesus.
So many people trying to fill a void inside, so many questions, asking how, asking why. I might not have all the answers, but I've tasted it. There's no going back for me. I'm gonna live the way he says to live, do what he says to do. You can choose whatever road you choose, but I'm gonna love the way he says to love, trust the way he says to trust. This world alone will never be enough, so I'm gonna walk with Jesus. I'm gonna walk.
You see, to walk with Jesus is a choice that we make each day. To start our day, to walk through our day, and to end our day with Him. And even when life gets rough, and even in the high spots of life, it's walking with Jesus. Because you see, it's at the high points of life that are even higher when Jesus is with us. And the low points of life are easier because He carries us through. He gives us His peace. And sometimes in this life, you know, we just need to wait quietly before the Lord. You see, when the chaos of this world surrounds us, we need to remember He is our hope. And Psalm 62:5 says it well. It says, "Let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my hope is in Him." When we speak of hope, Jesus is the hope of the world. So don't be discouraged with the world that surrounds us, but know that our God still carries the weight of this broken world, that we are to be light in the darkness that surrounds us. Psalms 42:11 says, "Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise Him again, my Savior and my God." Sometimes the weight of this world can bring us down, even those who are in Christ Jesus. But that's why it's so important to keep our focus on Him. When we hit those low spots, we need to dig into His holy and living word and allow Him to feed us, to strengthen us, so that He can give us His wisdom to carry us through those discouraging moments. When we place our hope in Him alone, we see this hope can't be shaken by fear. It can't be taken by force. You see, He lifts our souls from despair, and He gives us His promise through the Holy Spirit. So when we say, "Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad?" remember where your hope is. And remember, it's found in Jesus Christ, because He is the hope of the world. Hebrews 6:19 says, "This hope is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. It leads us through the curtain into God's inner sanctuary." When we speak of this hope, He is Jesus. If you replace hope with Jesus in that verse, Jesus is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. He leads us through the curtain into God's inner sanctuary. So my prayer for you, well, will you dare to hope? Will you dare to hope for healing for your family, for your future, for your neighbors, for your enemies? Jesus is the hope of the world, and He can change and overcome every dark corner of this life, because He is the light of the world. My prayer for you, as it's said in Romans 15:13, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, we receive the Holy Spirit as His assurance that we are His. We receive the Holy Spirit so that we have God's promise within our life, within our heart, within our soul. He is our source of hope, because He is the hope of the world. So will you dare to hope in Jesus Christ? I hope that you can say yes to that today, that He is your life, and that you live your life for Him, sharing the message and hope that He has given you with the world that surrounds you. It leads us in our next song. It's a song by Sanctus Real. It's a song called Dare to Hope.
How do you pick up the pieces of a home that's torn apart. How do you believe for healing for a grieving broken heart? It's only by the hope of Jesus that light bursts through the dark to meet us where we are. This heartache become holy ground, because he turned a cross of suffering into my victory now. It's only by the blood of Jesus he laid his life down, so my life could be found. And that's why hope can't be shaken by fear. A soul from despair and says he's worth fighting for. How God still carries the weight of this broken world. So though my sorrow is great, I will dare to hope for my healing, dare to hope for my family, dare to hope for my future. Shaken by fear, can't be taken by force, lifts a soul from despair and says it's worth fighting for. How God still carries the weight of this broken world. So though my sorrow is great, I will dare to
You see, when we dare to hope in Jesus, it's then that we understand that he is the ultimate healer for our souls, for our life. In Hebrews, he is Jehovah Rapha. He is the God who healed in the Old Testament and heals in the New Testament. Psalms 41:3 tells us he's the healer of sickness and infirmities. In Jonah 2:5-7, it tells us he's the healer of mental affliction. In Psalms 23:3, he tells us he's the healer of spiritual fatigue. In Psalms 147:3, tells us he's the healer of emotional suffering. And in Psalms 103:3, he forgives all our sin and he heals all your diseases. Psalms 147:3 says he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. That's a portion of the Old Testament, as he is the healer, that he is Jehovah Rapha. In the New Testament, Mark 2:17 says Jesus is known as the great physician. Matthew 8:1-4 says he healed a man from leprosy, many from leprosy. Mark 2:5-12, he says he forgave and healed a paralyzed man. John 11:41-44, he raised Lazarus from the dead. He's the healer of anxiety or worry. It comes from John 14:27. You see, he is Jehovah Rapha, the one true God who heals. This is just one name that he has. So will you trust him today with your whole life, with your whole being? Only God, through Jesus Christ, can make you. He can heal you and make you whole. Will you call upon the name of Jesus Christ and be saved today? To be made new in Jesus' name. To know that you are a child of God. And that your destination is to be with him for all eternity. Only you can make that decision. Romans tells us it's by believing in our heart that we're made right with God. It's by confessing with our mouth that we are saved. It's by believing that Jesus Christ paid it all upon the cross. He paid the penalty for my sin. He took my place on the cross. But you see, he didn't stop there. He rose from the grave, conquering sin and death, so that I could have new life in him, so that you could have new life in him. And when we call upon his name, we will be saved. But you see, it just doesn't stop by saying and believing in your heart that you're made right with God. It's by confessing with your mouth. So not only is it confessing your sin to him, but then from that point on, it's going and confessing that he is your Lord and Savior as you live out your life. Because your old life has been set behind you now. Your new life in Christ Jesus is before you. And it's proclaiming to the world that he has saved you, that he is Lord of your life. And proclaiming and sharing his message with the world. Leads us into our next song. It's a song by Stephen McWhitter. It's a song called Rapha.
God, Jehovah, Jehovah Rapha, you're trust you, Jehovah Rapha. You're our healer, you and you alone. In the middle of the doubt, in the thick of sorrow, say, look up to where strong. If everything around us says there is no hope, we're never gonna let go the hem of your word. Yeah. God, Jehovah, yeah. Jehovah.
Oh, all addiction, every family, every heartbreak, Lord.
There is only one, Jehovah Rapha, healer, only one who can pardon your sin as far as the east is from the west. Leads us into our next song by Casting Crowns and Ben Fuller, East to the West.
Up in me again, in the arms of your mercy, I find.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and we are on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. It's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. And right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services, and Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m., and all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, we're going to keep the music going. I'm going to give you one by Tasha Layton, and it's a song called Never.
When this broken world is breaking me down, when my tears and knees both fall to the ground, when my questions make me doubt you more than ever, you remind me that your answer's always never. Never forgotten, never forsaken, never abandoned.
Was won by Maverick City Music, a song called Fear Is Not My Future. You see, when we have that relationship with Christ Jesus, when we have that personal walk with Him, fear should not take place because we have the victory through Jesus Christ. Satan has no hold on us because we have the power of God living within us through the Holy Spirit. If we fear, it's for fear of not being with Him. Maybe our love has not come to that point to where we know that we are His. Because you see, to fear, well, is to take our eyes off of Jesus. Satan's going to try to make you fearful. He's going to try to deceive you. He goes around roaring like a roaring lion waiting to devour you. And you see, when we have that walk with Jesus, he's gonna stomp on you that much harder. But know this, he can't defeat you. He can't overcome you because you have the power of the living God within you. You have the Holy Spirit within you to guide you and to direct you in the path of righteousness that truly does lead to him. It was all because of what Jesus accomplished upon the cross and then rising from the grave that we can have that victory. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Rent Walker, and it's a song called Man on the Middle Cross.
I heard the preacher talking about three wooden crosses upon a hill for everyone to see. Two sinners on the outside couldn't save themselves if they tried. All I could think is, man, that sounds like me. I've been the one on the left, full of guilt and regret, long gone on the wrong side of living. I've been the one on the right, always looking for a fight, thinking I can never be forgiven. I'm standing here today overwhelmed by grace, 'cause I know who paid my cost. Thank God for the man on the middle cross. He didn't have to do it, but for me he went through it. A love like that I'll never understand. Lord knows I don't deserve it, and I know I couldn't earn it. The mercy rained down on never be forgiven. I'm standing here today overwhelmed by grace, 'cause I know who paid my cost. Thank God for the man on the middle cross. The cross is where he went, oh, but that ain't where he stayed. He brought me back to life when he rose up out of that grave. Someday I'll stand before him and I'll see Jesus face to face. I've been the one on the left, full of guilt and regret, long gone on the wrong side of living. I've been the one on the right, always looking for a fight, thinking I can never be forgiven. I'm standing here today overwhelmed by grace, 'cause I know who paid my cost. Thank God for the man on the middle cross. Thank God for the man the middle cross.
When we believe that Jesus paid it all, that he rose from the grave conquering sin and death, when we confess with our mouth that he is Lord and Savior of our life, when we confess our sin to him and are healed and made whole, it's then that we have rest in the Father. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Stephen Stanley. It's a song called Rest in the Father.
Did all your dreams come crashing down? Feels like no one hears you now. Did all the good things fall apart? Got so much anxious in your heart. I know that pain.
alone today. Even in troubled waters, even on shaking ground, you can find rest in the Father. Lay your worries down. He won't leave your side. He won't fail you now. You can find rest in the Father. Lay your worries down. He will calm your restless soul. Remind you he won't let you go. No.
You see, when we trust him with all our life, we see we have rest in the Father, not only for all eternity, but now. But it starts with leaving our old sinful life behind. But you see, that doesn't mean that we won't have trials in our life. But now the trial and tribulation in our life, now the Lord will give us peace to carry us through. So that as we endure, we come out the other side with our relationship with him growing deeper and stronger. In Romans 5:1, it says, "Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us." It's all because of what Jesus our Lord and Savior has done for us. When we put our faith in him, when we trust him, it changes everything. Romans 8:6 says, "So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace." So when we leave our old life behind, we see we don't allow that sinful nature to control our mind anymore. But when we focus on Jesus then and our new life in him, we are allowing the Holy Spirit to have control of our mind that leads to life and peace. Life is only found in Jesus Christ. Peace to carry us through only comes from Jesus Christ. Isaiah 48:18 says, "Oh, that you had listened to my commands, then you would have had peace flowing like a gentle river and righteousness rolling over you like waves in the sea." So, will you listen to his commands? In other words, will you live a life of obedience, allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you in the path of righteousness? Because you see, it's then that, well, you will have peace like a river. Because you're allowing the Holy Spirit to guide and direct your life. You see, he knows what's best for you in this life. Allow him to lead you and guide you in the path of righteousness. The reason why the Lord wants us to be obedient to him is so that we don't fall into the traps of sin. Why doesn't he want us to sin? Well, it's not only disobedient to him, but he doesn't want us to feel the pain of the consequence that comes with the sin that we commit. If you think about the price that he paid so that your sin was forgiven and pardoned, his desire is that we would go and sin no more. But in our humanness, we will continue to sin. And that's why we are saved by God's grace, because we couldn't keep the law. But Jesus made it possible for us to be saved, to once again have that walk with the Father, to experience peace flowing like a gentle river, and righteousness rolling over us like waves in the sea. Jesus made that possible. My hope is today that you're experiencing that peace like a river, allowing the Holy Spirit to not only fill you, but to flow from you. It leads us in our next song. It's a song by Citizen Way. It's a song called Peace Like a River.
It all to find what I really have, money turns to ash, and power doesn't last, and all I need they gave to me for free.
Ephesians 1:4 says this: even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. You see, He chose us. Each and every one of us, he chose us. But he also gave each and every one of us a free will. You see, God won't force himself upon you. But you were created with a void in your life to want to know him, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one true living God. But if you harden your heart against God, you see, he will allow you to do that. Even though he chose you, you are choosing your destination when you harden your heart against him to go to a place called hell. But you see, when you open your heart to him, when you open your life to him, it's there that you receive his grace, his mercy, his unfailing love, that you experience the power of the living God living within you. And you're choosing your destination as a place called heaven, where there will be no pain, no sorrow, no sickness, where there'll be no death. And people ask a lot, well, why does God allow the bad things in this world to happen? Well, it's because he gave you your own free will to choose. And when you choose the path that goes down the wrong road, well, it creates a world of sin then. And then in that world of sin, we live in the consequences of that sin. But when we choose Jesus and fix our eyes upon him, well, that's when we can praise him anywhere we are, because we are his forever. And even in a world of chaos, we can still truly praise him because we know that he is the God of this world, and that one day he shall return for his children. You see, because we are cleansed and made whole in Christ Jesus, we are made pure and holy only through him. And our desire should be to live a life of worship, a life of praise, thanking him and glorifying him for who he is. Because he is the one true God and Savior. We should be doing as Psalms 35:10 says, with every bone in my body I will praise him. Lord, who can compare to you? Who else rescues the helpless from the strong? Who else protects the helpless and poor from those who rob them? It is only Jesus. We should be like one who will praise him anywhere, with every bone in our body. Psalms 150, 1 through 2 says, praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heavens, praise him for his mighty works, praise his unequaled greatness. That means to praise him anywhere that we are. Psalms 47:7 says, for God is the king over all the earth, praise him with a psalm. Are you living a life of thanksgiving, praising him for everything that he has done for you in this life? For who he is, are you worshiping him for who he is? The one true living God who came to us in the flesh through Christ Jesus so that we could not only know him, but we could be saved and cleansed of our sins so that we could be in his presence when he returns for his children, or when we would pass from this earth. It comes down to a choice to live that life of worship and praise, or to harden your heart against him and allow your sinful nature to take you down. Only Jesus can heal you and make you whole. Only Jesus can forgive you of your sin and cleanse you and make you whole and give you new life. Life is only found in Jesus Christ. My hope today is that you would seek his face and have that walk with him today. It leads us into our next song. It's by Brandon Lake, and it's a song called Praise You Anywhere.
louder in the valley, trusting that he's gonna get you there. Sometimes you gotta welcome the wonder, wait for the answer, worship with your hands in the air. I'll praise you anywhere. Praise, give him praise.
Philippians 4, 6 through 8 says this: Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. What is the thing that is excellent? Who is excellent? Who is worthy of praise? He is Jesus. Think about Him. Fix your eyes upon Him. And start your day with Him. Walk through your day with Him. And end your day with Him. Because you see, it's there that we will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that we can understand. And His peace will guard your heart and mind as you live in Him. Just a reminder to you that not only can you listen to us on the radio on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, but you can also go to WPXZ1041FM.com and click on the Living Thunder programs and listen 24/7 any day of the week. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto, saying farewell. Live life loving God, and I'll see you next Sunday morning right here on Living Thunder.